The recording has started.
Okay, get my gavel out, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Island County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is January 31st, 2022 at 10 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is variously called number APP416/21 and number SVAR290/20. And it essentially relates to an appeal of a decision from October 21st, 2021, related to a denial of a shoreline variance for construction of a single-family residence on property that is unaddressed off of Fort Eby Road in the Coopville area. So we've all been together before a few times. We had two pre-hearing conferences, ultimately agreed to certain exchange of witness lists and documents that led us to the hearing today, and this was the time we agreed upon for the hearing. So now we're here. For the record, obviously, Andrew Reeves, Sound Law Center, you both know me at this point. Thank you for being here, and I think you know each other, but quickly, Director Engel, if you could introduce yourself for the record.
Yep, Mary Engel, Island County Community and Planning Director.
Thank you for being here. And Mr. Martin?
Jim Martin, appearing for Salish Sea LLC, the appellant.
Great, thank you so much. So we'll get into the fine details here in a sec, but essentially in advance of the hearing, the parties agreed to exchange documents, essentially potential exhibits, and then identified witnesses. And ultimately, the only witness that was identified by either party was Director Engel, which we can get into in just a sec. But in terms of Island County's witness and document lists, I received C1 through C4. C1 was essentially a witness list. C2 was the previous materials. C3 was sort of an objection, if you will, to potentially privileged documents. And C4 was additional information on that. Is that essentially what you have, Director Engel?
That's correct.
Okay, and Mr. Martin, any thoughts or objections to these proposed exhibits from the county?
No objections.
No objections. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and admit those particular exhibits. Now we'll move to the other side. For the appellant, quite a few more exhibits. I think ultimately I had proposed A1 through A21. Does that sound right, Mr. Martin?
That's correct, except there is no A19. That's blank.
Which I did have a question about, but yes. Okay, so Director Engel, clearly in terms of the concern over the concern over privileged information, I tried to go through the proposed exhibits from the appellant and determine if any of these proposed exhibits fell within the scope of your objection, but maybe you could speak to that before we get into details.
I believe there was only one that objection was made, and it has to do with an email between the prosecuting attorney's office and the commissioner, and that it was listed as attorney-client privilege.
Was that A2, as far as you know?
Let me go through real quick here.
Sorry. Just
trying. That's okay. Looking at his at the appellant's list of exhibits, I believe on this one it's 16 A16 and A2. Let me look at A16 and see.
Sorry, did you say E16?
A16 and
A.
A2.
Yeah, A2 I was very aware of. A16, I believe, involved sort of back and forth between the Department of Ecology and the applicant and county staff, but
Yeah. In review of it looks like A2 is the only one that that's referring to. I just looked at A16.
okay, so ultimately you would oppose the inclusion of A2 in the record. Is that an accurate
That's correct.
assessment? Mr. Martin, do you believe A2 is important? Do you have any real desire to argue about why A2 should be included? Your thoughts on that particular matter?
I don't think that we need have any argument about it. A2 doesn't turn out to be particularly dispositive to any of the issues before the examiner.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and exclude Exhibit A2. Excluded. And then, Director Engel, in terms of the other proposed exhibits, do you have any issue with including them? Any objections to any of these particular exhibits?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and treat them as admitted into the record. So ultimately, we'll have A1 through A21, but A2 will be excluded and A19 was blank, I believe, correct, Mr. Martin?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. So that kind of covers the basics. Did either party, I'll start with you, Mr. Martin, have anything else they wanted to cover in advance of us sort of diving into the details?
I just want to make sure that Your Honor has my late filed 2-page reply to the director's responsive brief.
When was that filed?
Last night.
No, definitely not.
Well, then I suppose that could wait for could go to supplemental after the hearing.
Okay. I mean, I definitely didn't ask for reply briefs, but you feel like it's important to get whatever point across is in writing rather than talk about it today.
Just to have it on the record.
Okay.
It's a very narrow point. I apologize that it took 2 pages to make a narrow point, but I think that that I'll end up covering it on my presentation anyway.
Okay. Anything else in terms of sort of opening thoughts, issues we need to cover before we dive in?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Director Engel, anything on behalf of the county?
No, nothing.
Okay, great. So, Mr. Martin, then we'll go to you. And you didn't have any witnesses specifically identified other than the director, obviously. But how would you like to proceed, Mr. Martin?
It was my understanding that the director was going to make her presentation first, and then I would have response.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull up my pre-hearing order.
I
I
didn't
mean,
see a
according,
final hearing order.
I believe one was sent, but let me make sure. Well, I'll say while we're looking, typically in situations like this, let's see. Yeah, no, hold on.
Item number 3 in your pre-hearing documents, A says introductory remarks by the hearing examiner, B is presentation of appellant witnesses and cross-examination of those witnesses by the county, C presentation of county witnesses and cross-examination of those witnesses by the appellant, and D is your closing arguments.
Yep.
You
So
outlined
you
it.
do have that pre-hearing order. I mean, ultimately, it's a fairly narrow issue that we're dealing with. But so, again, as identified in the pre-hearing order, Mr. Martin, it would be the appellant that goes first. It is your burden to prove your case.
If I may have a moment, Your Honor, to pull up my... Okay, I'm ready then. In general, Your Honor, I would rest on my and not add any additional oral my reply to Director Engels.
Mr. Martin, you're cutting out. Maybe turn your video off, and that might free up some bandwidth, but I essentially missed all that.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can. I'm not sure how to turn video off. Let me see if by switching routers, I get a more stable connection.
Mr. Martin, you're there.
It looks like he just exited. He might be coming back.
Hopefully. Well, how's the weather out there? I've been sick for like 2 weeks, but we're supposed to land. I haven't canceled anything because, you know, everything's already backed up. So, and I know this one's been going on for several months, so I didn't want to. So hopefully we'll get Mr. Martin back.
I'm on standby in case of me. Oh, it looks like we're back.
Hey, there we go.
So Sorry about that.
All right. So there you are, Mr. Martin. So you were saying something. You got cut off, or not cut off. That's the bandwidth wasn't working. So if you could repeat whatever you were trying to say before that, that would be great.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I apologize. I'm getting my phone ready in case I need to switch to that. And I have the email up with numbers for calling in for audio only.
Okay.
So in my hearing brief, I include 26 statements of fact, 16 specific department decision examples, and 20 case citations. All of those in support of the legal argument that a planning director's interpretation of a code must be supported by a clear pattern of enforcement in order to be presumed valid or reasonable. I read from Director Engel's brief, the material facts or citations, except to assert that the undisputed material fact and legal precedent are irrelevant. Four corners of her staff report. Her position for that appears to be based on the claim that Your Honor made a sweeping ruling in limine at a pre-hearing conference. There doesn't appear to be any record of such a
Sorry, you cut out there, Mr. Martin.
Perhaps I should take a moment to switch to a phone connection. Maybe that'll be better. I think that that perhaps my Starlink is flaky.
Whatever you need to do, this is the third such hearing we've had. It seems like it's always a problem, but.
Yes, I've changed locations, and it doesn't seem to have improved it any. May we take a 2-minute recess while I call in?
Yes.
Thank you.
If you can hear me, Mr. Martin, you're still connected on your computer.
Yes, I can hear you.
You probably only want to be on one device, or when you do connect, it'll create an echo chamber.
Right.
But we'll come back in 2 minutes. Okay. So you there, Mr. Martin?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so if I may continue, then if that's to be the standard of review, that the hearing will be decided solely on the four corners of the staff report, then the holdings of Durland, Cowichi, Canyon, and Sleesman are rendered suddenly moot. The entire body of jurisprudence on statutory construction and equal protection are turned upside down, and even the function of this hearing and the role of the examiner are reduced to ceremonial roles to rubber stamp the decision of the planning director. But clearly the case law doesn't support that position. It doesn't matter that the director and her staff may have had some as yet unrevealed subjective basis for her common line interpretation in our application alone. The undisputed evidence that they applied the exact opposite interpretation to other projects on the same material factual criteria, and even in the same week as the decision on our project, renders this decision invalid. Otherwise, I'm going to rest on my brief and would ask for only the opportunity for rebuttal to any additional points raised by the director on her staff report.
Okay. I do have myself ultimately some questions in terms of your exhibits, Mr. Martin.
Okay. I'm ready to address them.
So let me pull them up. Okay. So clearly, let's see. So for instance, exhibit A1, your very first exhibit on the first page, there's what the exhibits I have, it looks like redacted information. Is there redacted information, or was that something you highlighted and then it blocked out whatever was behind the highlight?
I didn't redact anything from the contents of that exhibit. All I did was add yellow highlighting to some of the text.
Okay. Well, the PDF that I received, I can't read whatever nominally is highlighted in this exhibit. I don't know if Director Engel has that problem on the county side of things, or Director Engel, do you see what I'm talking about, or is this just on my end? This is a problem.
I don't see what you're referring to.
So this is exhibit A1. This is the email from Meredith Penny to Denise Rothman from 2019, the very first page. And it would be the third paragraph. There's what to me looks just like a yellow block where I can't read anything versus highlighted text.
Your Honor, if I may, I'd like to read that sentence and see if Director Engel can see the same sentence.
Let's let her find the exhibit first. So it's the very first exhibit from the appellant.
And did you say it's on the fourth page? Is that what I heard you say?
No, page one.
Page one of exhibit A1. For me, it'd be the sixth page of the PDF.
And it's an image of the two houses and the Salish line in the middle. That's what I have on page six.
For A1?
Mm-hmm.
And again,
with the emails from let me make sure I have the right one. It starts with emails from Meredith Penny to a Denise Rothman.
Yep, that's it. That page.
Yep.
Very first.
And then it flips through to the last page I have is 5 of 5.
Right. The very first page of that exhibit. Meredith Penny, July 12, 2019, Denise Rothman, I apologize.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, good. So go ahead, Mr. Martin, read what you want to read. It'd be the third paragraph.
Okay, so paragraph three, the highlighted portion, reads, "The common line setback is measured from the nearest corner to your property. In your diagram, that would be line number two."
And the next sentence is?
The next sentence is, "It is also measured from the base slash foundation."
Okay, so in my, when the PDF I received, my office received, I couldn't read what you just read, Mr. Martin. It shows up as totally blocked out highlight.
Wow, not, that's very concerning. Is there, were there additional exhibits that seemed to show the same problem for you?
Quite a few, yeah.
Oh, my.
But these are PDF, so it yes. should look exactly the same to you as it does to me.
I agree. I'm having trouble even imagining why there would be a difference between how it appears to you and how it appears to the director and to myself. I wonder if at least in part, it'll be necessary for you to take the matter under advisement, and then I resubmit the same exhibit set again, maybe pulling off the highlighting.
Well, again, so this is just on my end, Director Engel. You didn't have this issue. What I received is the appellant's exhibits were, the PDF is entitled Appellant's List of Exhibits and Witnesses, Parent 1-18-22.pdf. Yeah. You have the same thing, and it didn't have that issue, huh?
I'm able to read it.
Your Honor, there's one difference in that since the file size was, I believe, just over 16 megabytes, the director wasn't able to receive that single file, and so I broke it into two pieces to resend to her.
That's correct.
Okay, well, ultimately, I can tell you that it is currently a problem. I think it's an easy solution ultimately we don't need to dwell on it, but I just wanted to make sure I understood that. So ultimately what I'm going to do, my office will prepare a list of the problematic, you know, pages, so that we can make sure that, you know, I can fully read everything. So we will sort that out. Okay, so that's good that we know that particular issue. And then just to be clear, Mr. Martin, throughout the exhibits, there are images that have annotations on them. And
that's correct.
Things like uncommon line or angle uncommon line. Am I correct in assuming all of those annotations are from you?
Yes, every annotation reference to an angle uncommon line is my annotation, along with annotations saying correct common line. And also annotation saying common line approved by county, in order to distinguish between the competing interpretations.
Okay, I think I grasp that. We already talked about A19 is blank, so that's fine. Okay. So then ultimately, I, You make several arguments in your brief, Mr. Martin, and I understand them, I think. But to help me grasp the situation, okay, if I pull up your hearing brief, the very first page, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are these two photos. You kind of break it down. You frame it as the entire dispute in two pictures, right?
Yes.
Okay. From my understanding, if you're willing to do so, can you describe for me what the facade of the house on the right is?
The facade of the house on the right, or of any building, is its exterior footprint, not including roof extensions, and not including other appurtenances like decks, for example.
Okay. Are there multiple facades?
It's my understanding that the facade is the exterior surface. I suppose there could be a streetward facade, a waterward facade. And so I suppose in that sense, there could be multiple facades. But that the facade is more than just a particular facet or face.
Okay. So in this photo, this
diagram.
Diagram, thank you. I was trying to think of the right word there. What is the sort of front of this building, the back of this building? If you had to give it corners, where would those corners be?
So you're asking me where would the water side corner of the facade facing the water be?
Yeah, I understand the facade.
Well, I would say then that the water side corner of the facade facing the water is the one to which that red dotted line is drawn to, the one that's closest to the water.
So the facade then doesn't run the whole length of the back of the building there?
I would say that the facade does run the entire width of every face that is facing to the water.
Okay. Just trying to grasp.
Right. Except that if we look at that building, on the far right of the building, none of those corners would be the most waterward or the waterside facades because they're farther from the water. And all of those others also are significantly would sit behind the standard shoreline setback. And so those corners wouldn't even come within the treatment of the common line rule, because the common line rule deals only with homes that are waterward or partially waterward of the standard shoreline setback.
Okay. I guess I understand the argument. So, and so you, in your opinion, Mr. Martin, within the definition of common line setback, there's some implication that it's the most waterward corner?
Well, not an implication. The it's our position that the effect of the last antecedent rule requires it.
Okay, I read the brief. I can't say that I grasped the argument there, but if you want to try to break it down for me, go right ahead.
Well, in essence, the battle of interpretations there comes down to what that sentence is really trying to say, because it contains three subjects. Those being a waterside corner, a facade, and adjacent residences that are nearest. And so I believe that the way that Director Engel is applying it here, though not in other projects, is that the last phrase, that are nearest, has to be applied to the waterside corner, so the waterside corner that's nearest, the facade that's nearest, and the adjacent resident that's nearest, or some combination. And the what I'm saying is that the case law on proper construction of these types of sentences is that the last antecedent, which is that are nearest, applies, or rather the modifying phrase, that are nearest, applies only to the last antecedent, and that is each adjacent residence. So then the code is properly read that it's the waterside corner of the facade of the nearest adjacent residence. Not necessarily the nearest corner. It's the waterside corner of the facade. And since the facade is the entire face facing the water, otherwise it wouldn't be waterside, then we have to find that most waterward corner. And I would note also that the current pending revision to this code for the next update of the SMP replaces the word waterside, which I suppose may be ambiguous since it seems to be the only place that appears anywhere in the code, the word waterside, and the new version will replace that with waterward. I'm not sure that'll make it clearer.
Okay. Well, I, as you said, you're willing to stand on the exhibits that you provided along with your brief. I ultimately don't have any objection to including whatever this two-page response is, but I'll let Director Engel speak to that. Director Engel, have you seen this two-page response?
Yes, sir, I have.
Any objection to it being allowed?
No, I don't have any objections.
Okay, so I'm fine with that being included. So anything further then, Mr. Martin?
No, Your Honor.
Great, thank you very much. So at this point, we'll go to Director Engel and the county. So anything further you want to add, Director Engel?
Other than the statement that I sent, the one thing that I did want to just point out is, and of course you were just talking about it, you and the appellant, and so I think it's even more important to point it out. When reading through the common line rule, I would just like to recite exactly what it says, the portion that you're referring to. It says, to the common line drawn between the waterside corners, not corner, of the facades of each adjacent residential structure that are nearest to the proposed structure. So one of the things I would like to point out is that since coming on as the director, we have been doing quite a bit of training with our staff in understanding these sorts of things, because at times it can be very confusing. If you take away the S in corner, you would think it's meaning only one. Adding the S means more than one. So using Mr. Martin's dispute picture, I just wanted to point out that, and I'm just showing you quickly, that the first step is the first sentence, which is to find the waterside corners of the facades. So the first thing we would do is take this and highlight which ones are waterside and all of the facades. Then we would find the one that is nearest to the proposed structure. Just pointing that out is all I wanted to do, because I want to make sure there's not a miscommunication on corner and corners, because I think that can be confusing. Other than that, my job is not to direct my staff who are experienced how to do their jobs, but to assist them when they have concerns about something they're not sure of interpretation, or if they're questioning maybe a first time that they've handled a certain code or a policy. The review of their staff report is done by their manager, and when the manager of the planners has concerns, always brings those back to the staff first and does training or review of them before a final staff report is provided with revisions or updates, so that we are feeling that we could support the determinations we've made before sending them out. In this case, upon review of planner Catherine Bird's staff report and this case, I found that she did in fact follow all of the codes and the common line correctly as interpreted, and did deny the permit for that reason. And so that's all I have. I just wanted to clarify and make sure that we understand that, one, that is my job, not to read every single one, but to advise them or help them and train them further when they have questions about the interpretation.
And
that's all I have.
Director Engel, you're kind of in a weird position here because you're arguing, if you will, on behalf of Island County, but you're also sort of testifying. So if you don't mind, I'm going to swear you in, and I'm going to kind of back swear in your testimony. So
sure.
You swear or affirm that everything you have testified to and everything you may testify to is the truth.
Yes, I do.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
So ultimately, Mr. Martin does have the opportunity to, quote, cross-examine you based on the limited amount of testimony you just provided. So, Mr. Martin, you have the opportunity to, again, cross-examine Director Engel. It's somewhat limited, but now would be your opportunity.
Thank you, Your Honor. Director Engel, you say that, if I understood you correctly, you're saying that the code requires corners, not corner. Is that correct?
Yes, the actual verbiage is drawn between the water side corners of the facades.
Okay, and so I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding why you distinguish corners from corner. How many corners on the building to one side would be used? To state it, the question another way, how many corners of each neighboring building will be used to draw the line?
As many, well, not to draw the line, but the first step is to find all of the waterside corners of the facade. So the first thing we do is to look at all of them that are waterside facing. So in your pictures that you provided diagram wise, if you are looking at, I'll refer to them as, I'm trying to think east or west or north or south. Here, let me show you this one right here, the more angled home. The amount of facades that are waterside corners are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 10 of them. This one next door only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's the first step, is to find all of the waterside corners of the facade of the adjacent parcels. So these are the two adjacent parcels.
I apologize that I'm unable to see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
I'm on the phone. So I would, for clarity, I would ask you to go to page 27 of my hearing brief. There is a diagram that gives various relevant corners letters A, B, and C.
Yeah, but you don't have both complete diagrams on here. They're cut off. So this wouldn't be one to use. You'd need to be able to see the entire diagram. So, Mr. Martin, for this situation, looking at your diagram of your page 1 of 30, there are four different parcels. The one furthest to the right.
Yes.
And for Mr. Reeves, it would be this one, which also would be southern facing, I believe, on this property. And then the one to the left, which would be the northern adjacent parcel to the appellant's piece, are the two that I'm referring to in the same order that I just described.
Okay, let me simplify my question. Would you agree that by definition, a line is drawn between two points?
That's correct. Of the adjacent parcels.
We're speaking of a line generally. A line would be drawn between two points, correct?
Well, in this case, it would be between the two adjacent parcels, because that's when the common line takes place.
And so would it be a correct statement then that an appropriate common line is drawn between one point on the property to the south, the home to the south, and one point on the home to the north? Is that correct?
That's correct. After all corners of the facade are found on the water side.
Okay. So then would you agree that the code reference to corners is referring to one corner chosen from each of the neighboring homes? So there are two corners total, one on each neighboring home.
Well, there's so I understand what you're asking, but that's where I think that you get confused. There are two steps to this, to figuring out the corners. And the first one is to find all of the waterside corners of the facade. That's step one. Then to actually find the specific corner that is nearest to the proposed structure from that. So there are two steps that have to take place before you find actual corners on each adjacent piece that you run lines between. If that clarifies that for you.
Well, I'm not sure that it makes your position clear for me, but to try to keep the question short, can you tell me, does that process of looking for multiple corners on a particular adjacent residence, is that process spelled out in that code, in the code text, which I have on page 22 of my brief?
On what?
So what you have recited as number one in the second paragraph of page 22 is the actual common line setback and shoreline buffer reduction rule.
Yes. Okay. So is there any place in the text of that rule that tells you to find multiple corners on one adjacent residence? Or does
It lines out that all the corners should be found of the waterside of each adjacent residential structure. All corners that are waterside. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. That concludes my questions.
Okay.
Anything further then from you, Director Engel, at this point?
No, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, so ultimately we do have the issue of trying to sort out what happened with the PDF with the appellant's exhibit. So I will try as quickly as I am able, hopefully today's Monday, no later than the end of the week, but I will try to send a sort of list that explains, you know, these are all the places where, for whatever reason, my PDF doesn't allow me to view certain things. Unless someone else has a better idea, but that's kind of, Mr. Martin,
Your Honor, I do have some thoughts. First one would be that perhaps I should take the same exhibit list that was broken into two sections for transmittal to Director Angle after the first round didn't work, and then send that to you with copies to Director Angle, and then we could look at that again. Or perhaps maybe what I should do is reprint a new PDF of the same 218-page exhibit list document as images.
Well, hold on one sec there, Mr. Martin. Both Virginia Shetty and Director Engel may have thoughts, but
I just actually forwarded it over to you and to Mr. Ortman for your information. I received the same email Ms. Wilson received, Ms. Engel received. And I just sent that over to you because I was able to print it and I was able to view it myself.
Sorry, print view what?
The exhibit list that you were unable to see because I was on the same email that Ms. Engel received, separate from what your email was. We both had problems receiving his document.
So he sent it a second time, and that second time I was able to review it. So I think Virginia has now forwarded you the second, the
attempt.
Second time, yeah, and that we were able to view everything on.
Okay, so second batch that didn't have problems.
Yeah.
Has now been sent. Okay. I will try to verify that as soon as I can. Nothing has come through yet. But Director Angle, you had other thoughts on that? Or
no, that's all I was going to point out. And then I saw the clerk raised her hand. So I assumed she was going to do the same.
Okay, I will give it a look. And Mr. Martin, if ultimately there is an issue and I'm still not able to look at the highlighted portions, I'll send something out to the parties that clarifies I need a PDF that works. I mean, ideally it would be the same exact one that everybody else is looking at. I don't know if it's because I use a Mac, but that seems strange for a PDF. But
perhaps if I were to make a new copy that was printed as image and then review that to make sure that each image page doesn't have any appearance of any kind of redactions, then maybe that would be
well,
even more dependable.
Already come in. I mean, .img file, is that what you're suggesting?
No, I'm it would still be PDF, but the PDFs would be printed as pixels. They wouldn't have hypertext or layers that could potentially become corrupted when moving from one platform to another. It was my understanding that PDF should be safe from that cross-platform, but apparently we're seeing an anomaly here.
All right, well, let my office work with Ms. Shaddy, and if we can't sort it out, I will send something to make sure you know what's going on and get the right thing. But hopefully we can sort it out here today.
Okay, very good.
Does that make sense? And then
it does.
I have not yet received the two-page sort of reply brief, so I assume that'll get sent to my office as well. And that will be included in the record. And then ultimately, I will take everything I've reviewed under consideration, and I will produce a decision here in the next couple of weeks. Okay?
Very good. And Your Honor, may I add a two-page supplemental brief simply following up on the presentations today?
I don't see a need, but Director Engel, any objection on your end?
No, I don't have an objection to that.
Okay, so no objection from Director Engel. So if you would like to do that, go ahead, Mr. Mark.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
All right, so with that, we'll go ahead and end today's meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.